Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
On the corner of every street, it's Halloween, it's time to scare the pants off your friends, it's Halloween.
Haunting right here.
It's not that bad.
Please put the panda song on.
No, this is better than panda.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. Big lighter, I'd light it.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
I think this is. Warm up the studio because it's 50 in here. So go ahead, flick your pick.
This song, actually, I think, is his first one solo.
Not bad.
This is a solo project.
Not a bad effort.
This is like the chopping broccoli scenario. He is just, he had no plans to do a song, and now he's just faking it as he plays the piano.
But look how good it is.
Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email today. This is the showdown. This is the Halloween showdown that people have been kind of seeing coming since mid-October. And now Matt, who bowls at Hank's, is on the threshold of putting his name in the hallowed halls of Email of the Month winners. He did win in November 2016, but, you know, in fairness, Novembers aren't as special as Octobers in the email.
Why? Well, October is the biggest month for email.
You talk about baseball and the playoffs and the World Series, and you talk about college football and the NFL, and then the NBA and the NHL are getting underway as well. And in November, you don't have baseball, and then you have Thanksgiving, so you don't have as many shows.
Well, Jimmy Cruz, don't let me down, Jimmy. I've got you beat in Louisville.
Well, that didn't go that well.
What's big for him? He doesn't come to a lot of the TMA remotes because they're in St. Louis,
Digger
usually.
Phelps? We're talking about Digger
no,
Phelps.
No, Matt. And he's from the east side.
Oh.
So if he wins, that's $100 to Hot Shots. And I'm sure he'll be at next Thursday's Hot Shots.
Oh, is that right? He's an Edwardsville guy?
Well, he's an Illinois guy, isn't he?
Doug?
Yeah.
Well, if he bowls at Hank's.
There's some people who drive from O'Fallon, Missouri to Hank's for a league.
I don't know if that... I haven't heard that, but when I went to Hank's, it bumps. You can't even...
What do you mean? What do you mean by that? It bumps?
You can't even find a lane. Because,
really?
I mean, there's only six, but...
It's a six-lane bowling alley.
Yeah, so...
Six-lane house, sir.
And what city is it in?
It is in Trenton, which is, you know, by the New Baden area.
Where is more tail, Trenton or Canton?
I mean, they both have tail. I mean, do you want me to rate the towns?
Yeah.
Trenton, probably a St. Louis 5.5. Canton is St. Louis 4s, 3.5s. So,
That's how far from St. Louis? It's pretty much northeast, is that right?
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes from
northeast.
The river, yeah.
It's a nice house, though, Doug.
It is great. They have good specials.
How are the lanes? How are they oiled?
They're slick on the right side.
Yeah, known for being slick on the right side. Left side, a little drier. Yeah. Keep an eye on that.
You might want to go Brooklyn side. I'd like to bowl at Matt's.
No, it's Hank's, bro.
Yeah, it's really
Matt's
not
the guy who bowls there. I'd like to bowl at the Hanks.
Guys, Matt who bowls at Hanks is like the 2011 Atlanta Braves. Wow, wow, wow. The Webster Wien Peeker. He sees the collapse coming, but Cucky has to win today. I mean, Matt doesn't even have to submit an email. Now, if he could win, that's really the way that you put a cherry on top of this October.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, Doug, I think if you're betting on this Hot Shots email of the day today for email of the month, you're going to take the field, aren't you?
Okay, I don't know.
Because then if you take the field, you're going to get Misty Plops. You're going to get Justin in Columbia. You're going to get P-Hump. You're going to get the Rat in Bloomsdale. Whereas if you're just betting on Cucky, you're all in on one guy. Now, it's going to pay more. It's going to pay more. You're right. It is going to pay more. It's going to pay about 7.5 to 1 is what I saw on mybookie.ag. And the promo code at mybookie.ag, as you know, is radio. So if you're going to create an account there, use the promo code radio. And you can bet on the Hot Shots email of the month winner for October on mybookie.
I think I would put a lot of money on Cucky because I think he'll pull out all the stops.
He actually texted me earlier, and I don't want to reveal it, but let's just say he's already got one written, and it's pretty elaborate.
Wow.
So he's already came ready, you know, ready to go. So Matt, I mean, the pressure's really on Matt who bowls right now.
Look who it is. The man who makes it all possible is Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Doug, he's online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Good morning, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello,
Ryan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Never bet against Cucky. I know that for sure.
No, that's not a good idea.
No, put all your money on Cucky. It's a safe bet.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. No.
Hey, Doug, you going to trick or treat tonight?
I am not.
Good question.
I am not.
Are you, Doug?
I'm a little old for that.
What about John Vaughn?
He may somewhere.
I saw he carved a free Dotem pumpkin and posted it on the fan page.
Yes. Oh, great. Yeah, he did.
John's going to be dressed up like a princess running around Sunset Hills with you.
Well, I hope not. I hope not.
It'll be a wild night. Mr. Cat, what are you dressing up as with the kids?
I'm probably not going to be dressing up. I'm probably just going to go as an old guy walking along with my kid just to make sure that everything is safe and secure.
Throw a cowboy hat on. Tell me you're a cowboy.
All right, I'll throw a cowboy hat on.
Something.
What about you? What are you going as?
Yeah, you have tykes galore. Tykes galore.
Well, at the Home Loan Expert Office, we do a Halloween costume contest every year, so it's mandatory. In fact, some people are talking about not dressing up this year, so I let them know. If you don't dress up, you work till 7 tonight. If you do, you can leave at 5.
And, little incentive,
Doug. I think everybody will be ready. I'm actually pulling in now. I had to make another stop this morning, so I'm a little behind schedule. But don't let that stop you from calling to refinance. They're there and they're ready. Don't be scared with all the ghouls and goblins out there at these other mortgage companies.
HomeLoanExpert.com. I like
put
that,
all that Doug. Together.
I like that right there. I think that got people's attention.
That was a primal.
Well, I try.
HomeLoanExpert.com. You got to go there.
Well, I have twice.
Boys, I appreciate you. Let me jump on with you. I hope you guys all have a great Halloween. Doug, check your candy. Make sure there isn't anything naughty in there. And Jimmy, have fun. And hey, congratulations to you, Timmy and Anne-Marie. First Halloween with the baby. I remember those days. I've done it 3 times. And it's always a fun time for the photo album. Get those pictures of that little baby doing nothing but sitting in a little onesie mom put him in. And,
yeah, it sounds like sounds like you've seen 12 hours into the future, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, I can't believe you haven't got the pictures done already. But enjoy your Halloween, boys. One of my favorite days of the year. No gift giving, no nothing. We're at the office till 5, assuming everybody dressed up. If they didn't, call the office at 6 to know who the party troopers were.
They'll still be there working. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Doug, he makes this thing possible. If Ryan Kelly said, you know what? I hate you and I hate your show. I know what happens.
He may.
We vaporize.
That's right. We go away.
That's right. So make sure that you're buying your home through Ryan Kelly or you're refinancing through Ryan Kelly.
I mean, you have to do it with somebody, so why not go to the best?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm... Yeah, I agree with that. That's kind of what you... Yeah, here's Page Six's dish on George Clooney's Halloween party.
Oh, boy.
What? He was just talking about Halloween. It's segueing, bro.
It was an amazing bash. It was so glamorous. Everyone was dressed to the nines. Cindy Crawford looked amazing with her big disco hair. Randy was in this full, like, John Travolta suit. Amal looked gorgeous in this beautiful, glittering, green kind of sleeveless outfit. Everybody went all out for the costumes. He took over a private space, did it all. It was Casamigos everywhere. It was a big 70s disco club. But he was really excited about the surprise act, which came out. They did, there was a bunch of guys in drag, and they did AC/DC classics, and then at the end they revealed it was Maroon 5. And Adam Levine has great legs in a skirt. I just have to tell you.
And Adam Levine was actually playing drums with the band.
Yes, so that, he was at the back, and, but yes, look at that.
Oh my God. Love it. So, and I wanted to know how much partying was really going on, because a lot of times you go to these exclusive VIP parties, and folks are standing around admiring their garments. So who was partying on the dance floor?
It was wild. First of all, it was free tequila all And so there were some casualties. I mean, obviously the A-list, kept themselves very well, but you know, Cindy and Randy were getting down on the dance floor. Amar was getting down. She's got some moves, Amar. You know, there was a bunch of guys at the LA Clippers who were on the banquettes dancing. It was, it went on way past two. It was fantastic.
Oh, good.
Doug, how about that dish?
What, page there a six studio at, audience for this?
They actually clapped after that for the dish on the George. They actually clapped.
Isn't page six like the New York Post?
Yeah, it is. It's New York
they
Post.
They got a TV show?
Nice.
With like 100 people, it sounded like.
Doug, what part of that dish stood out to you most?
I hated all of it. I'm kind of down on Hollywood in general right now. You hear about their glamorous parties and...
And who is Randy and Marla?
Randy and Marla.
You have a
like we should know them.
Glittery green outfit, though, don't you?
I don't.
I think it's Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford.
But she kept saying Marla too.
Who's Marla?
Marla Maples.
Marla Maples.
Right? I doubt that was her. Former Mrs. Trump.
And then George Clooney and Cindy Crawford's husband just sold their tequila business for $1 billion.
A billion dollars,
Casamigo. And so
apparently there's money in tequila.
Yeah, everybody's getting
into that.
Doug, you want to do a tequila real quick?
Yeah, let's start some.
All right.
How hard can that be?
Doug Vaughn's tequila. Drink it, and this show won't sound so bad.
You can mix a little something in a tub and market it, and we're billionaires.
Sweet. All right, I'll do that. I'm in.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should. You got the bar here to sell it, Kirkwood Brewhouse. We got the way to market it right here. Let's bring in the ingredients and mix up some in a tub.
Nice. We need a still?
I think just a tub.
And then how do we, what are the ingredients in tequila? You find out
what the ingredients are and you pour it in a tub.
I think
you start selling, make a billion.
I think it's mustard, alfalfa, and vinegar.
I don't know what it is, but I'll check it. Iggy, check on that if you would. It can't be that hard.
Iggy's busy.
No, I'm actually checking it.
Okay.
I'm texting my Halloween friend first.
Doug, somebody just sent in a picture of their Halloween costume.
Who is it? Is that Gary Pinkle? Is that supposed to be Gary Pinkle?
I don't know what it's supposed. I don't know what this is supposed to be. I guess I can post it on the fan pit. It looks to be a gentleman dressed. I guess he's supposed to be Gary Pinkle, and then they're an older couple. And then the wife is dressed in
a golden girl
and bent over the bed with pom poms.
Oh Lord!
Iggy, do you recognize these people? I feel like there's
a guy's got a headset on, right? He's got a headset on like he's a coach.
He's supposed to be Pinkle, I think.
Oh, no.
Wish I would have had that for the interview at his house.
Yeah, he'd have been thrilled with that. He'd have thought.
Iggy,
that was
recognize
really funny.
She looks like somebody used to do a show on The Woman. I won't give a name. That's who it looks like.
God, what in the hell? That comes from the Cottleville throat stretcher.
The what throat stretcher?
Cottleville throat stretcher.
Oh, okay. That's that way out in West County, right? That's in St. Charles County.
Yeah, I think West County distances itself from Cottleville. Guys, Sammy Hagar sold his Cabo Wabo tequila for 72 million years ago. That's from Dave, the pipe player. This tequila is worth...
I guess.
I've been told not to post it on the fan page. All right, well, not post it on the fan page.
Every single celebrity seems to have their own tequila brand now.
It's
Turtle did in Entourage.
Yes, he did.
Well, we're not celebrities, but we can certainly mix some tequila in a tub.
To answer your question, Doug, it comes from the blue agave plant.
The what plant?
Agave, A-G-A-V-E.
Doug, is that agave?
I've never heard of that.
Surrounding the city of Tequila, which is northwest of Guadalajara. So we just get an agave plant and start chopping it up and throwing in some stuff.
There's got to be more in it than just agave.
That's all it says here.
Remember Three's Company? Jack Tripper had his own tequila brand.
Did I?
No, I made that up. I was trying to get Doug.
Can't we grow some agave here with a little grow light?
Should.
It's agave and a little ethanol. I'm good to go.
Sounds easy enough.
I could tell you what we could grow that you could profit way more.
What's
than
that?
Tequila.
Chronic epic Nix.
Corn?
No, pandas.
Soybeans?
Did you just say chia?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That was man-child. I'll know what it means.
Right. Chia.
The Plowhawk's Laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill, Doug. The Post is the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Maybe here or really anywhere, but especially where people still have their air conditionings going. But you know, Doug's got that furnace that he's so proud of over at Design Air.
Well, they're calling it the Doug Vaughn furnace.
Yeah, so I understand being proud of that. It's like having a sandwich next to
me. I got it in the summer from Seth Goldkamp with Design Air because the second floor of the house was always hot. And when I say hot, I mean sand lizards running around. Cactus was growing. It was so hot. The difference in the first floor and the second floor, like night and day, I said, this cannot go on. Seth, what do you got for me? So he came in and looked at everything. And he sent his guys over there, Joe and Tyler, a couple of professional technicians.
Tyler!
And they sized it up and they said, well, you the blower's not big enough in the furnace to get that cold air up to the second floor. So they gave me the Doug Vaughn furnace treatment. And now, boy, I got what I want.
And then
my house couldn't possibly be any more comfortable. Thank you, Design Air. Thank you, Seth.
And you said, Seth, that these guys are professional that you sent over. And you also said... According to the copy, you also said they were cute.
The copy says they're awfully cute. I don't think that has anything at all to do with keeping your house comfortable.
Why'd you tell Seth?
I left it out. It doesn't have anything to do. When I'm comfortable, day and night time, I don't think, boy, those installers were cute. I don't even think of that. I think boy,
you're lying to yourself.
I got what I want. If your home isn't as comfortable as you'd like, do yourself a favor and call Design Air and ask for the Doug Vaughn furnace. Yeah, I'll give you the phone number now, if you'll write it down. 314-739-1600. 314-739-1600. Okay, you're not going to remember it and you didn't write it down, but you can remember the website, designairservice.com. That's air with an E at the end of it. Designairservice.com.
Tim is right. Tim is always right. It's pronounced agave, not agave. It's agave, you leatherhead. It's
probably.
Agave, you raisin face.
No.
Mitch JK, thank you. Iffy, I love you. Cumstein. Agave, yeah. Simple. You two are perfect for booze brewing. Unreal how dumb Iggy is. Sent via the 203.
Who knew that it was agave? Well, most of us did not.
I said Fred Astaire, so.
Usually you don't have silent syllables in Spanish.
Iggy, do you recognize this couple? Yeah, I murdered them and made them into a broth, and she worked for 1380 back in the day. Small world. That's from Cucky the Dwarf. Doug, he is getting ready.
Is he?
For this Hot Shots email of the day.
Oh, he'll come with guns a-blazing.
I was making reference to Filter Easy. You were making reference to how Design Air has helped you out. Well, one of the things that people make a mistake on is they don't change their filters. Well, now that we have Filter Easy, we change them regularly, and that's what Filter Easy does for you. They send you the filters, so you automatically have that reminder. It solves the number one problem with home air filters, forgetting to change them. The average homeowner changes their home air filters 1 to 2 times a year. The minimum is 4 times a year, though, for what you should do. And this is a physical reminder to make having clean air in your home easily delivered to your door. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extras. You won't ever forget to change the air filters in your home again. And they deliver your exact size home filter to your door when it's time to replace. Plus, you save 5 to 15% on home air conditioning costs by keeping your air conditioning and heating systems cleaner. Save on maintenance of your air conditioner. Get started today. FilterEasy.com is offering all of our listeners their first delivery of standard 1-inch air filter for free with free shipping. Never forget to change your air filter again and visit FilterEasy.com/Tim or enter promo code Tim on the homepage. Breaking news. The white-collar gangster reports Jay Ajayi has been traded to the Eagles, Doug.
Has he?
That's what the white-collar gangster is reporting. Okay. I don't know. I got to look. The Southside Seamen have him.
Patriots traded Jimmy Garoppolo last
Jimmy
night.
Garoppolo.
To the 49ers. Didn't see that coming. Brady's 40 years old. What happens when he's done? Or gets hurt. You got a team with a chance to win it all again and get rid of your backup quarterback?
Apparently the Niners are in talks with maybe an extension for Garoppolo, so maybe if they even get a top 5 pick, they're not going to take one of those coveted quarterbacks or maybe trade down. So yeah, that's interesting.
They wouldn't take a quarterback now.
No, I'm saying that's interesting, though, that as do the appeal of the draft where people like trades and whatnot, so I imagine they trade down.
Ezekiel Elliott's suspension looks like it's back on now. That'll hurt me. That'll hurt the prime ministers in fantasy football.
But you can pick up Alfred Morris.
There's no one to pick up at this point. It's going to come anywhere close to doing what Elliot does.
It's Halloween time.
Think panda, 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 panda.
That's a horrible song.
Panda, panda,
that's
panda.
A terrible lyric.
I just got a text from Stacy Nelkin. Stacy Nelkin. She texts me every year at this time of year.
Who's that again?
Doug Stacy Nelkin.
She was in Halloween 3, Year of the Witch.
How long ago was that movie on?
I don't know. She was the star of the movie then.
Was she?
Yeah.
What's she? What's Doug, she?
Do you have any stars texting you?
No, I never have. Never. Not once.
As a star, what did she say? Texted me.
Happy Halloween. How's it going?
See?
Was really? It a group or was it just you? Because you guys are friends.
I texted her first. Happy Halloween, sweetie. Miss you.
Sweetie.
All right. So she
Happy Halloween
you
to you. How's it going?
So who texted who first?
I texted her first.
You texted.
Because you said she sends me one every year at this time.
Well, she responded, so yes, I get it every year.
After you... Well, there's a difference. You made it seem like every year she texts you around this time of year. After you text her.
Well, I'm sorry. I should have.
Biggie, nobody cares. Thanks, Fred. That's tired.
Okay.
Boy, they are quick on their responses.
I'm just tying in Halloween.
Where she lives, this gal?
She's in New York.
Bill, for a second, then I'll be with you.
Doug McFadden is the play, not Morris.
Well, I'm going to have to find somebody. That's a big loss for me.
Anybody pick up Jones from Green Bay? He seemed to solidify that little spot there in the running back position.
I don't know. There just isn't anybody that's going to put up points like Elliott.
I'll make a trade.
I guess he might still have an appeal left in him, though.
Southside Seaman got a surplus. Southside Seaman got a surplus. Yeah.
Southside Seaman got a surplus.
I heard he's going to appeal, and the suspension won't start until next year.
Oh, boy, I hope so. I'll hang on to him.
Where Doug, Ajayi to the Eagles. Hi, Doug. That's from Tom from the Sticks in Arkansas. Okay.
All right, I don't really care that it.
Where does Stacy Nelkin weigh in on the fantasy play for Doug?
I don't know, you want me to text her?
Yeah, please, yeah. If you would.
Yeah. See if he has any suggestions on who to pick up if Elliot is suspended.
She's more of a relationship expert now.
Is she?
Yes.
She is that the one we interviewed?
She did a weekly segment on the woman at the time with relationship expert.
Any news on Hannah Benson and where she might be moving
something
to?
Something that hit me like a bolt of lightning.
Oh, boy.
Pardon me?
Any updates on Anna Benson, where she might be moving to? Because it seemed like she was on the move, so she didn't want to give you any info at that point.
No, I'll let you take care of it. When you find out where she is, let me know.
No, I'm saying I don't know her. I don't know her at all.
By Monique Medina.
Speaking of Jason Barrett, Under the Radar is out this morning, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations are overdue for Mike Arnaga.
Oh, Arnzy, yeah. Well, he's worked hard.
He's been elevated to a supervising role.
Oh, my God.
Where is he supping?
I guess at ESPN Radio. He's, the moves provide new challenges for both him and Vince Cates.
Well, Cates, he can handle it.
While allowing Pete Giannesini and Luis Cornetta to focus more on digital content and podcast development.
Well, those two had to be freed up.
Wait, so he just said a management role, like it doesn't put the title in there?
Supervisor.
Like no title? Isn't that weird?
Doug, do you know what Arnaga's going to be doing? Because it just says supervisor.
Well, I think he's going to kind of be an overseer of his little group there. We got to free up the other two to get more involved in social media.
And the digital platforms?
Right.
Got to get those GIFs out there on the tees.
These are people far, far down the ladder, right? At ESPN. I mean, that's just coming up with any name to fill the column. Don't you think there's some at a place as big as ESPN? There is some turnover almost every day.
Yeah, and then they usually send out a release with a title. It's almost like ESPN wouldn't say, "Hey, this guy was promoted to some ambiguous supervisory capacity.
He might be running the whole company as a supervisor."
Well, they would put that in the release, the title.
You would think.
Guys, 102.9/750 The Game in Portland has brought through a few interesting personalities recently, as we know.
You got names?
The radio station has utilized Mark Zeno.
Oh, Zenzy. Yeah.
Formerly a 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Zachariah. Oh. I like that. A one-name host.
Yeah.
Zachariah.
That's how big he is up there.
Formerly of 95.7 The Game in San Francisco.
Oh.
Brian Noe of Fox Sports Radio. Seth Harp of Sports Radio 930 in Jacksonville. And Eric G., formerly of 107.7 The Franchise in Oklahoma City. The radio station is working through a process to identify future talent for its vacant afternoon slot.
What? They just interviewed those people? Is that what they just interviewed them? They didn't bring them all in, did they?
I don't know any stations in the world who would fly in six potential hosts for interviews.
Did they fly them in? Or
I don't know. I don't know what that. I don't know what that meant.
Well, what was the start of that story? I remember the name. The names.
102.9/750 The Game in Portland.
Okay. Did what? No.
Has brought through a few interesting personalities recently.
Brought through
personalities.
They brought in Mark Zeno, Zachariah, Brian No, Seth Hopp, Eric G, and now they're working through a process to identify future talent for its vacant afternoon slot.
And they're interesting. How are they interesting?
Doug?
I don't know. I haven't heard them.
Now, let me ask you this. If they were able to set it up where, if you're like, let's say this Hopp guy was in Sacramento, let's say.
Doug, that's Seth Harp.
Was able to get to a studio, so they had him fill in on a show from another studio where he would that be considered bringing him through? I'm trying to figure this out because I would agree in Portland, it's not like they're flying guys in once a week, it's pretty expensive.
Doug, have you been in the mix for the Portland job? Just a yes or no?
I haven't received a call. No,
you know why?
I don't think I'm in the mix at all.
You know why? Because you don't, your name is Doug Vaughn. It needs to be like DV or something,
right? Or a one name thing,
Zachariah.
Vaughn. Just go by Duggar. Vaughn. That's a powerful name.
By Monique Medina.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, this is Vaughn. Here's my hot take for the day.
I'm not really interested in working in Portland, though. I hear it's a great city.
Rip City.
Yeah, but I think it rains.
First of all, your politics would align with Portland.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, you might
Secondly,
be on
they're
island,
offering, yeah. from what I understand, for that afternoon slot, $5 million.
Ooh.
Okay, I'd move to Portland tomorrow.
You'll be closer to Janine Lindemuller if you're there.
Oh, she's up Oregon way too.
Isn't she? Yeah, but in the woods.
Struggling with sciatica.
Staying in Portland, best wishes go out to Brian Wheeler, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers.
What happened? What'd he do? Or is it
He's
just
been sidelined with some health issues, causing him to miss a number of Blazers games to begin the 2017-18 campaign. And Scott Lynn has stepped in on an interim basis to hold down the fort.
Lindsey's done a good job.
So far, so good. It's early in the season, but I like what he's done. Yeah. Wheeler says he's focused on getting himself better and is appreciative of everyone's well wishes and hopes to be back behind the microphone real soon.
All right, good for you, Wheels.
Turning our attention to San Antonio, it's not every day that you see a headline that reads, San Antonio sports talk show host in Twitter feud with singer Richard Marx. But Mike Taylor of the Ticket 760 found himself in that spot a few weeks ago. Taylor and Marx exchange words over searching for vegan options and Marx's wife, Daisy Fuentes. To read more, click here.
What? What? Was that made up? Daisy Fuentes from MTV fame, right? I remember.
I guess Richard Marx is married to her.
And he had a spat over vegan food.
That's right.
Okay. And this is in his...
Under the radar column, sportsradiopd.com, under the radar.
Boy, there was nothing. He had nothing.
How could you get into an argument over vegan food with a crooner? What does it argue about?
Here's the story, Doug.
No, I don't want to know. Yeah, can you someone email Barrett and say, if he's looking for news, we had some today. Larry Nickel in a tie for second in his top five.
Three-way tie, too.
Three-way tie. Jerusalem, Israel, and Paul Reiser. That's news.
Doug, Richard Marx and Daisy Fuentes recently visited San Antonio and lamented on social media about the lack of vegan food along the Riverwalk.
Oh, okay. Riverwalk's kind of a neat place, though.
Now, what happened was, Richard Marx, do you follow him?
I don't. But he's had some big hits.
We can call him and get him on and talk about it if you want.
You got his number?
See if Nelken can get him on. Richard Marx sent out a tweet with the Henry Hill / Ray Liotta laughing scene from Goodfellas, where Joe Pesci asks him if he's amusing him like a clown. Do I amuse you, Joe Pesci?
Right.
His brother was a Jesuit priest at Rockhurst, Kansas City.
Ran out of air there for a second.
And Richard Marx, under that image of Ray Liotta laughing uproariously, says, when you're walking around San Antonio going restaurant to restaurant asking if they have vegan options. And then Daisy Fuentes, his female lover, responds, me, any vegan options? And everyone along the Riverwalk. And then she tweets out a GIF per the recommendation of Monique Medina.
On why sports radio brands should be utilizing GIFs to enhance their social media presentation.
Okay.
She tweets out a GIF of Britney Spears with a confused look on her face.
Is it really that hard to find vegan options? Can't you go into almost any restaurant and say, I don't want the meat with it, but everything else, the vegetables?
Is and is it hard?
Maybe there's some boy broth.
I don't think boy broth.
Are you surprised? I mean, Texas doesn't really feel like a state that would like supply a ton of vegan options. And well, vegan's not necessarily,
what would you be looking for if you're looking for vegan options?
That I'm not. I mean, a tofu burger. I don't know what they have. I don't know. I would never become a vegan. Well, I would die in like a week.
You could have a hard time finding a tofu burger lots of places, couldn't you?
Some San Antonians tweeted the couple back with suggestions, including La Botanica.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a good
green
spot.
And Viva Vegeria. But
sorry, why do we care? Why do we care? We don't.
Ticket 760 sports talk show host Mike Taylor brought the topic up on his show recently and told Marks and Fuentes, hey, dude, this ain't the place to be asking for vegan. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well,
drop the gloves.
Lay down the gauntlet there.
That's probably not the comment that ruffled the singer's feathers. Taylor also called Marks unfamous and asked about Fuentes, was she nothing but a nudie magazine girl or did she do something of note?
Mark's well, this guy, you never know what this guy's going to say.
Taylor, yeah, he's a snootful.
Man.
What an industry. Mark's got wind, a lot of stars. Mark's got wind of the radio segment and took to Twitter this afternoon with a 6-paragraph tirade against Taylor, whom he called a shameful, pathetic excuse for a male. Since then, Taylor and Marks have exchanged profanity-laced insults.
Look at us. Can I say something here? I wish there would be a meeting of all sports talk hosts and programs.
It would be like putting the Crips and Bloods together.
Just put them in a giant room and let me just, I just want like 30 seconds.
God, the smell of that room.
We'll just say, ladies, gentlemen of the sports talk radio industry, let's get something straight. I know we're full of hot takes, but let's stipulate this. We are all awful.
Mm-hmm. We can't do anything else, really.
In our own unique ways, are all we got. Awful. We are not changing lives. We're making America better. No. We are awful. Let's workshop from there. And I would step off the podium. And I think I would get this.
I think there'd be a slow clap.
From one guy?
Yeah, a slow clap. Like, it can't buy me love.
Awful.
Doug, it was Patrick Dempsey who issued a speech at the end of Can't Buy Me Love. 1987? I think it was.
I don't know.
I think it was. And his friend who played the role of Malachi in Children of the Corn, redheaded
who
boy.
Later got his own sports talk show.
He Malachi. Did, yes. And Patrick Dempsey defended his nerdy friends, and there was a slow clap on campus that day. And I think if the cat were to address all sports talk hosts at this sports talk radio convention, I think you'd get slow clapped, sir. I do.
You think?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all awful.
Imagine in our own unique way.
If they had some sort of convention of people like us. And
well, it's called the Super Bowl.
And someone got up there and Radio said Row. That to us.
And everyone's tough.
Everyone would be disappointed. Their head would...
Look, Emmitt Smith wants to sit down with us right now. Hold on a second. He's over there pitching some salsa. He'll be with us. He's over there with the station from Detroit. Emmitt, what's going on? Good to see you again. And then Emmitt goes through the awkward... Oh, no, yeah, it's good to see you.
Now, my favorite thing is, and I saw this in the post game for the World Series. I can't remember. It wasn't Rosenthal. It was the other sideline guy who was...
Tom Verducci?
It was Verducci. But when you have a guest on and they go, thanks, guys, that's just, I don't know who you are. And the most embarrassing is if you're going solo. If you're one talk show host and the guest says, thanks, guys... It's like, I'm not even recognizing that it's just you. And I forget
Did
who it was.
Did you know? But... You know, that obviously you're trying to do that.
So on the World Series, so Verducci got done interviewing. He said, thanks, guys, to somebody. The athlete said it to Verducci. That's like saying, don't know you, don't want to know you.
Doug, vegan is an extreme diet. No animal products at all. Thanks. Timmy Tom Tom.
Okay. I just wonder what you order then. It's just all vegetables, fruits and vegetables?
Vegan is not vegetarian, Doug. It's from TJ. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyone tell me what it is, though? I'm saying, what do you order if you're vegan?
Daisy Fuentes is still a smoke show. She's aged as gracefully as Doug. Thanks. W applause.
Yeah, well, she was quite attractive.
Richard Marx is still hot, too.
Now, somebody sending in a screenshot. Dan Marshall has responded to Deke Totem.
What'd he say?
You are so messed up, loser.
That's probably reasonable. It's a reasonable reply.
Thank you. Thank you for the delicious boner. What is Dan tweeting out, though? Because like every 5 minutes, he tweets out like a Facebook link. I feel like his account's been hacked in, but he doesn't care.
Knowing that dude as little a time as I did, he doesn't care. So I'm sure he's been hacked.
But Dotem is able to reach him.
Well, Dotem has like a secret database that he can hack into. So he's block proof, basically.
Well, he must be. He must be. He must come right around the firewall.
Our texters have a unique way of taking any subject, including vegan food, and turning it around on Doug. I'm not gonna read it.
No, well, you don't have to read the violence.
Doug, you eat nuts and lentils and fruits and vegetables. It's kind of an awful existence. Thanks. That's from Timmy Tom Tom.
That doesn't sound like there'd be a whole lot of meal satisfaction.
Can you get White Castle when you're vegan?
No.
Lentil soup is good. You've had lentil soup, haven't
it's
you?
It's Halloween time.
Pretty good.
I don't know that I've ever had lentil soup.
I bet you'd like it. I'm not saying you want to eat it every day.
I've had egg drop soup. That'd be out. That's an animal product, right? Can't have that.
Mm.
Chili, can have that. Chicken noodle soup, no. There's chicken chunks in there. Can't
what
have
about,
that.
What about vegetarian vegetable soup?
I guess that's what you'd have to have.
Let me moisten them, boy. What about that chamby pie?
Know what that had to do with
you
it.
You like a nice fruit salad, don't you?
I do.
All right, there's certain things you'd embrace.
Yeah, I know. There's certain things. It just doesn't seem like you'd have a wide variety of things to
doesn't
eat.
Doesn't seem like you eat a wide variety. Anyway, you're kind of basic with what you like.
I'm kind of basic, yeah.
It wasn't a shot.
But I eat a wide variety of meat.
You eat a lot of chicken.
I do eat a lot
of chicken. That's mostly chicken.
Yeah. Chickadee. Hey, Mike Taylor Show. You referred to my wife, who's run a $1 billion clothing and lifestyle brand for 12 years as a nudie magazine girl. True? Mike Taylor responds, I'd have to go back and listen.
Kind of backtracking there.
I'm not sure if that was the exact phrase. Why?
Okay.
Why?
When I address this convention of talk show hosts, I'm going to say, we are all awful in our own unique way. We are awful. Mike Taylor, I especially mean you.
Richard Marx then posted Doug a 6-paragraph soliloquy to Mike Taylor of the San Antonio sports talk station.
Spurs,
yep. Another example of the ignorant, misogynistic attitude still rampant among bitter, insecure losers with big mouths. My wife and I were recently in beautiful San Antonio, where I performed at the Tobin Center. We walked around the Riverwalk area looking for some lunch and found that while the city is a carnivore's paradise, there were no options for vegan at any restaurants in 2017. So we both posted lighthearted comments about being hungry in San Antonio. Many residents replied that they agreed the city needed to diversify the restaurant's menus, but not Mike Taylor.
So stupid.
Mike Taylor, a Z-level sports talk radio host, took it upon himself to not only insult and suggest we're not welcome in his meat-loving town, but went as far to refer to my wife, Daisy, as a nudie magazine girl. In addition to an extremely successful and enduring career in television, Daisy Fuentes has owned and run her own clothing and lifestyle brand for over 12 years. Her brand has grossed over $1 billion. She's also been a committed spokesperson for St. Jude's and has chaired events that have raised tens of millions of dollars. But this shameful, pathetic excuse for a male, Mike Taylor, is so empty inside and angry at his lack of accomplishments, he refers to Daisy as a nudie magazine girl. Congratulations, San Antonio. This a-hole is the kind of trash that proudly represents your city.
Oh, now why would you go after a whole city, and why would you call it a meat-loving town? Like, no offense, but have a salad. I mean, honestly, If you need vegetables, you can order, I'm sure, a side of broccoli in a million places, or have a salad.
Yeah.
Mike Taylor got what he wanted. He got Richard Marx to respond to him, and he probably used it on a show for a week.
Yeah, and then I'm sure Barrett's like, hey, I'm going to post this for you, since your station uses me.
And those hacks in St. Louis will spend a half hour on it. let's see. So Mike Taylor said, I'd have to go back and listen. I'm not sure it was that exact phrase. Why? And then Richard Marx says, because you're an ignorant, mouth-breathing a-hole who's accomplished nothing but insults a successful, hard-working woman. That's why. Mike Taylor responds, I may be an a-hole, but you're still stupid asking for vegan in San Antonio. Go write another hit already. Richard Marks, Doug responds, bring it, a-hole. You asked if she was just nothing but a nudie magazine girl when a five-second wiki search tells you who she is. You should get your story straight, bud, Mike Taylor says. I asked, was she a nudie magazine girl? It's a big difference. Hashtag douche. That was a hashtag use of douche.
And why are we reading this? It's so dumb.
It sounds to me like the wife has a big hand in this, because I don't know.
You think Daisy Fuentes is active?
Yeah, I think Marks is doing that to kind of, you know, get her off his back so he can kind of show her.
No, anyone would defend their wife.
It sounds to me that he wasn't like...
Would you defend your wife?
He wasn't bashing. He didn't call her like, you know, anything nasty.
He kind of did. He said, isn't she a nudie model? Where...
If I'm a celebrity, I don't take this and use it on Twitter, though. I find something...
I wonder if Marks has too much time on his hands. But anyone would defend their wife, wouldn't they?
Doug, Richard Marks says, you're an ignorant chicken-ass a-hole who should have never procreated. That's Richard Marks to Mike Taylor. Taylor responds, I hope you've been hacked because I was really a big fan of your one good song. And just so we're clear, publicly accusing me of saying something I did not say is libel.
Oh, boy. Here
the old Sports Talk Radio libel slander team of attorneys thing. Let's see. Richard Marks then posted another longer message. To your handful of knuckle-dragging supporters on this thread who think they're insulting me by questioning my accomplishments, I helped raise three sons who would never dream of denigrating a woman for no reason. Doug, that's Richard Marks.
All right. Wouldn't he have been best off just to not say anything, just to ignore the whole thing?
Yes. Because now Barrett's giggling.
Right. Well, Richard Marks had a lot of hits, didn't he?
What's your favorite?
I don't know.
You go Endless Summer Nights or Right Here Waiting for You. Don't Mean Nothing was his first. It was like 86.
He's probably made a fortune himself.
Or is it Should Have Known Better? Should Have Known Better first?
I don't know.
I think Don't Mean Nothing was first.
I like the one with the haunting melody.
Oh, that's Halloween Time. That's a different. That's Acoustic Sessions. Totally different group.
He's wrote a lot of songs for other people that have made a lot of money.
Well, let's check the most important stat, shall we?
His net worth.
I bet Richard Marks.
I'm going to go 25 million. It might be low.
I was going to bet the over.
I'll say 50 million.
Mm.
18 million.
Wow.
How about Daisy Fuentes? He said her business grossed over $1 billion.
Doug, you ask, and I will. Okay. I'll research.
Got to be more than that.
It's Halloween time.
The Marks family's doing better than just 18
podcast starting up tomorrow. Wayno.
That's right.
Cat chat. Killing a little time. Here.
Cat chat.
Hold on. Let me get cat chat.
You got a song for the cat chat?
Yeah. No, that's it right there. I'm doing it. Cat chat.
I noticed the designer has another song called Timmy Turner.
I thought that was Man Child 79.
Wow. This is important.
We have breaking news, Doug. Jay Ajayi to the Eagles.
Daisy Fuentes.
Well, if her business grossed $1 billion and
she's running it at about $1.5 billion in expenditures.
I'll say $100 million.
I'm going to go...
Lower. I'm going to give you a hint. Lower.
$65
million. $45 million. So between them, they're worth over $60 million, and that's probably the same as the host,
sports talk guy.
And for this Taylor guy that said Richard Marks had one hit, his first seven singles he released went 3-3-2-1-1-1-4.
How many Twitter followers does this host have? Because that's how you judge.
Yeah, that is. I agree with the cat.
Because with celebrities, you judge them by their net worth. By hosts, you judge them by Twitter followers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not their character, you know, who they are as people.
And even the net worth is just somebody guessing.
Yeah. That's true, Doug.
Let's see, Doug. He has 10,300 followers.
He's
a father.
That means you have value as a person.
He's a husband. 6 to 9 a.m. on Ticket 760 and iHeartRadio, Gen X, any and all things Texas. Jen Dodd is my love.
Well, good for him.
Okay. He's made quite a name for himself down there.
What are some of his hot takes that he's famous for?
He doesn't like people looking for vegan food. I know that much.
I think he was the one that said David Robinson is the most underrated center in the history of the NBA.
Did he?
I would venture to guess we have more listeners in Texas than he does.
Now, why would you say that? What kind of listenership do we have in Texas?
We have listeners all over the country.
Well,
Iggy, why don't you, one or two. Why don't you tweet at this guy and say, we have plenty of great vegan food in St. Louis. Grow up.
I already did, but I did it to Richard Marks.
What did you tweet?
You sent a direct message or a tweet aimed at Richard Marks?
I just said, come to St. Louis. We have plenty of vegan food. Not as many tough and cool sports talk show hosts, but we do have vegan.
Where is it?
Where would you go for vegan food?
I have no clue. I just said that.
He was just getting in the mix. Oh. Did he respond?
I haven't checked.
Did Kirkwood Brewhouse mix something for a vegan?
I'm sure we could whip something up real nice, like.
I bet you could.
Let's get Marks on. Maybe you can ask him a question that will offend him.
I like Richard Marks. I wouldn't offend him. I like his music. I went and saw him when he was here a couple years ago.
How old is he? I'm going to guess 54. 54, Doug?
I don't know.
I would go a little older than that, actually.
What's his most popular song ever?
That's what I was debating. I mean, Mount Rushmore, Right Here Waiting, Endless Summer's Nights, Hold On to the Night, and I guess Don't Mean Nothing? I mean, is that right?
Wouldn't you think he would be worth more money if he's had all these hits?
Yeah.
I would think I would say he's got to be over 60.
Well, I know celebrities are obligated to submit their tax returns to that site where you can dig up their net worth, and so something must have gone awry.
It's just somebody with pulling a number right out of thin air.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, you're assigned to get the net worth of Rula Lenska. What's she worth? And you just go, I spent all day researching it. $4 million.
Three and a half, four.
Wasn't she married to Ernest Borgnine?
Possibly.
You know who Rula... I love the fact that this show has a geezer population. That you would even know who I was referencing. Most people don't.
She was on some cosmetics commercial years ago where they said, I'm Rula Lenska. That's how I remember.
I thought that was Ernest Borgnine's wife.
Here, let's see what Rula Lenska is worth.
Ernest Borgnine was like a World War II hero.
Doug, what if Jeff...
$19 million. Good for you, Rula.
Wow.
Doug, what if Jeff Maggart and Raven from She's So Raven arrive at your spot with DVD copy of American Anthem? They do not have Snick Snacks. Do you watch it with them?
Maggart the golfer? He brought Jeff Maggart the golfer into the conversation?
That's from Suri and McKellen's Thirst for Boy Juice. Okay.
You do not watch it with them unless they bring Snick Snacks.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't let them in.
Doug, did Richard Marks do Playing with the Boys? Thanks, Grimy from South County. It was Kenny Loggins, wasn't it?
I don't know.
That's the volleyball scene from Top Gun.
I just don't know.
And then I forgot Now and Forever, so I might replace Should Have Known Better with Now and Forever for my Richard Marks Mount Rush.
This is not him playing in the background now. This
he's on the piano.
This is the darn Halloween song again.
Yeah, but he's on the piano.
We did play that whole song in the background. It was very soothing. Right. I liked it.
Marks is 54, which means Iggy had already graduated from high school before Marks entered it. Old creepy dork. Doug, why are people so...
I don't know. Everybody's
Tim
angry.
Tim said 54. Everybody's why I even angry. Thought that was wrong is beyond me.
Everyone's mad.
Doug, I'm a huge Eagles fan here, and I'm so fired up about your news.
It's not my news. I don't think Jay Ajayi is going to turn things around much. He's had a horrible year.
They have
year.
One loss. What do they need to turn around? They have the best record in this league.
I know he's had a horrible year, hasn't he?
But maybe it's the offensive line. Adam Gase just said after their loss to Baltimore that they're the worst offense in the league. Kind of saying something to the front office. Hey, we need to make a move.
And the move is to get rid of your best running back?
Right.
That'll turn things around. That'll help.
Well, you gotta buy into the process. You know that, Doug.
I don't know. I don't get it. I think the best thing to do in the NFL is trade draft picks for established quality players.
That's draft the complete picks. Opposite of what Billy Belichick's been doing.
Draft picks.
You know what? Boy,
oftentimes,
that's a hot take. You start going after Richard Marks. Next thing you know, you're going to be San Antonio way, buddy. I'm proud of you.
It's Halloween time. Let me see if there's any other news on Under the Radar. Crap. A little further south, 107.5 The Game in Columbia, South Carolina, recently promoted Tim Hill to program director.
Hillsy. Nice little bump up for him.
The announcement was made a few weeks ago. In addition, that's a good sentence to include in your news bulletins.
I'm just getting around to it.
In addition to programming the radio station, Hill serves as the host of the morning show, The Early Game. So that just shows you kind of the budget.
There's three people who work there. The other co-host is probably the general manager. And the third one is the salesman. There's your station.
Also on the PD circuit, it's good to see, and I agree with this, former Fox Sports 910 program director Neil Larimore resurface.
Yeah.
After being let go by iHeart Phoenix, Larimore was scooped up by Cumulus and named PD of WPROAM and WPRVAM Providence, Rhode Island.
Mm. I don't want to go to Providence.
Never been there. Never been to Rhode Island.
I have. It's a I've nice been city. There. Providence is nice. I like it.
A lot of Italians. At least that's what they portrayed it as in The Departed. No, with all the mix from Boston and the Italians from Providence.
No, they have good Italian food there. Yeah. I don't know about vegans, so let Richard Marks know I'm not weighing in on that.
Calipari, Izzo, and if Patino was in here, we're talking Italian special. We're talking rigatoni, marinara.
Doug Pete Mundo has been hosting and producing an hour-long weekly radio show in conjunction with his Big 12 website, Heartland Sports. And it's been added by some stations in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Iowa, and West Virginia.
Yeah, well, starting to take off.
The show is split into four segments, exactly 42 minutes of content.
That's important for us to know. That's important for us to know that he's got a one-hour show.
Yeah, once a week.
10-minute, four 10-minute segments?
That's Don't you so... attack 101 ESPN. Mm. Greg Frank confirmed that he's been named a host and play-by-play announcer at Wild 102 in Roseau, Minnesota.
Where? Roseau. It's Roseau.
I mean, he confirmed. What did he call him? Is this true?
I think Ken Rosenthal initially reported on The Athletic, but it was behind the paywall, so this is a confirmation.
Had to fax the contract over to make it sure.
He's going to do some high school hockey in Roseau.
Block Island, Rhode Island. Block Island's a little island. That's a beautiful, beautiful place. You got to take a ferry to get there. High dollar, kids.
No, ball so hard?
Yeah, Block Island. I was thinking, why do I know Rhode Island? Block Island.
Block Island. I've been to Little Rhodey once, just going to a Patriots game.
I've been to Brown University.
Have you, really? Yeah. Well, look at you.
I mean, I visited there. I didn't attend there.
Oh.
A buddy of mine went there. That's a beautiful school.
Doug, and finally, FanRag Sports recently laid off a number of staffers.
Oh, no.
Adam Biggers, Bernie Pleskoff, Dave Hogg, and John Parato.
Dave Hogg?
Yeah.
He's going to laugh.
Dave
Hogg.
He's going to be. Dave Hogg's going to be emailing in 10 times today. <Dave Hogg. laughs> Cucky might email in as Dave Hogg. They all confirmed their departures on Twitter.
What happened?
Despite the bad news for those men, FanRag has made a positive addition by striking a deal with Utah Jazz radio voice David Locke to bring his Locked On podcast network to their platform.
It helps a little. Helps a little. It's not going to help the Hogg family.
Boy, and it makes it seem important when you say it's a platform. Doug, mm-hmm. You have a platform? You need to get a platform.
I need more additional platforms. I need additional platforms than what I have now. I don't have enough platforms. I'd like to have a few more.
You got to have at least 6-7 platforms.
Platform.
Yeah.
And that's like Twitter is one platform. Facebook would be a platform.
Not really sure. I think it's kind of ambiguous, so you just sound important.
All right. Right.
Podcast would be a platform.
Somebody posted a Daisy Fuentes picture on the fan page, and let me tell you something. Look at what the word is. Holy moly, cockatoli, huh? Yeah?
Well, I didn't see it.
Oh, sorry. It's Halloween time.
Oh, she was a supermodel for a long time, wasn't she?
So were you.
Yeah.
You guys crossed paths in Miami?
A few times.
Well, we were here with she and Playboy. Does anybody know? I'll bring that copy in tomorrow.
Iggy has a question for you.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question, Iggy.
The year she was in Playboy, do you know? And month?
And of course not. No, I don't know.
It was after 94. I'll bring it in. I have it.
So that's what this guy was referring to when he said she was.
She's been in Playboy, but that's not all she's done. Not this knuckle dragger.
She's worth $45 million.
Ball so hard. Guys, I have family in Newport, Rhode Island. Lots of people with slew-like money up there. The McKernans would fit right in. Thanks, St. Catherine Altar Boy. Yeah, I guess we're kind of an old money family on Tam Avenue.
Feels like it. That's where some of the super rich live in St. Louis, is at the South City area right off Hampton.
Snobbish crowd.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of people will carpool to St. Louis Country Club.
Reeks of money. Reeks of it. Old money. Many of the prominent families that developed this city 100 years ago.
Guys, still now that I'm right laid there. Off, I'm hoping to be laid on by Doug. That's from
Dave
Hogg.
That's unnecessary, Hogg.
That was unnecessary.
Dave Hogg got himself suspended. Got himself. I don't care if he got
this
fired.
This was the guy in the newsletter that just texted in to Doug?
Yeah. He heard it.
Well, this guy's out of work.
He got suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey, hey, thank you, Hot Shots, for your leather bound suspension lawyer.
Right? Because it is incorporating a lot of things. Give him Texas.
Doug, we'll give it to him.
It's, I wouldn't.
Dave Hogg. He's got himself on.
It's not that funny.
It was just
okay, how hard is that? Oh, I heard him say a name. I'll text in that name. Brilliant.
Well, for our listeners.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I'm not hearing you say anything brilliant.
He said Dave Hogg. Oh, all right, in is Dave Hogg. Oh, that's brilliant.
Good for you, Dave Hogg. Don't let Doug get you down.
He got suspended, and I don't expect it felt real good.
Well, winning text of the day feels good.
Guys, the ticket is huge down here in Dallas. Their morning show followers are the closest thing I've seen to TMA loyalty. Slightly tougher and cooler, but not for me. That's from the 314.
Ticket.
Yes, okay. There's a lot of shows that are doing very well, better than ours. Mm. And
the hosts are
all probably tougher and cooler than we are. I'm sure you take some big-time sports talk show with three hosts.
They're ready to fight.
If we rumbled, we would get our butts kicked.
They're ready to put on the brass knucks.
We would lose a debate on sports. Yeah. We would lose a trivia contest.
Yes.
The only thing we might win if it were like singing show tunes.
I don't know. I take a look at us. I mean, we all look like cage fighters.
Watch this.
Thank you.
And if you want to know who we are gentlemen from Japan. Take that, the ticket. Yep. Take that,
I don't
think
they could have any answer for that.
Send your emails in. This Hot Shots email today is coming up in less than an hour now. And here we go. I mean, is Cucky going to be able to force a tiebreaker tomorrow? And tomorrow's All Saints Day, or is it All Souls Day? And there's a difference. Because everybody's got a soul, but not everybody's a saint. Not everybody's a saint.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Who among us are saints? I don't think there are any.
I think it's CC Monster.
I also believe there are some in the sports talk industry that are soulless.
Doug, it's a known fact that Dave Hogg... He's very hot. I look him up, Doug. I don't want to pass up on that bottom. That's from Fred Astaire.
I can't find the dude on Twitter.
Well, he lost his job. He got off Twitter.
Follow
the instructions.
What's going on? We had to launch a missile or something?
Iggy, was that you?
Was that mine? My phone's down. My
volume. Beating your phone's down.
Oh, that was down your phone.
My volume's down.
Guys, this show clearly has the best listeners in radio. Hashtag Beeler.
I like that.
It's from Scott's Wrinkle Ball.
We should run with that.
Yeah, best listeners in radio. The tickets, Lemmings, are closeted twinks instead of outed like Tim's. That's from Catfish. Boy, there must be something doing on this ticket. That ticket's been like successful for like a few decades.
Yeah.
That's a monster.
Is that where Norm Hintges is? Isn't he the big star there? Norm Hintges?
He used to be. I'm not sure he's still there.
A ticket.
Yeah, but they stick together, and, you know, they roam around like the traveling Wilburys like we do.
They got all the sports franchises. That helps. Sure, we could talk sports forever if we had football and basketball.
No, we couldn't.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
No, we couldn't.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Mavericks in action last night against the Utah Jazz. Quinn Snyder coming off a fine season in 2016-17 and going up against a Mavericks bunch. Doug, take a look at the highlights.
All right. See, that would be easy to do if you got all the clubs.
Stars in action. They're trailing the Blues by about 7 points now in the Central.
Are the Mavericks still a franchise?
You gotta go to that voice.
Like, if you would have told me the Mavericks, yeah, they moved, I wouldn't even have known. Like,
Mark Cuban, I think, is bigger than the team.
Dirk's still balling out.
No, he isn't.
He's balling out.
They haven't been good for a while. Who's on the Mavericks? Roy Tarpley?
I don't think Tarpley.
Mark Aguirre is running things.
Mark Aguirre from DePaul? He played for Ray Meyer. I remember that. But I think that was like the 80s.
Who are the stars on the Mavericks, please?
You got Dirk. You drafted this young kid.
Dirk is not there anymore.
All right, we're late for a break. The Seamaster is going to want to fight me to the death if I don't go to a break.
Where's Dirk?
He's there, I think.
I think he is, too.
Oh, he retired, I think.
I think he's still there. He's there.
We'll let you know in the break.
Right. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After.